Mystery of the Dead Sea Scrolls Revealed. Written by Spencer Hawke. Narrated by Spencer Hawke. Published by Jamie Head, LLC. Copyright 2014.
Chapter 1. Discovery at Qumran. Goatherders Desert Camp, 1946. Zayed screwed his eyes up tight, clenching his fist in anger. He could visualize his father's concerned face as he gave Zayed his best advice. Don't ever camp at the waterhole underneath Devil's Pass in Qumran. Zayed thought to himself in exasperation, why does my father always have to be right? When he drove his flock of goats through the mountain pass this afternoon, all was quiet. He didn't hear a whisper from the pack of wild hyenas that his father said lived in a small cave above the pass. It had been a very dry year. All the waterholes he had tried bore no moisture. In desperation, he had driven his goats to Devil's Pass. It always had the freshest, tastiest water. His flock began to smell the water before they entered the canyon. Their pace quickened. Their ears tensing, they brayed loudly to each other. Zayed had tried to listen for any sound of the pack as he passed. He heard nothing, nor did he see any fresh tracks, so he decided to risk it, to take his goats to the watering hole. It wasn't until later that he heard the faint, high-pitched yelping of hyena cubs calling their parents, telling them to bring food. By then it was too late. Night had descended. He had started his campfire and his flock had come in close to him, as if they smelled the danger. A southerly breeze picked up, bringing the sound of excited pups sensing their parents' arrival. His flock gathered closer. It was now dark. Even the light from the stars was partially hidden by the mountains. The wind gathered speed as it squeezed through the pass. It whistled. Zayed could hear a whistling, scraping sound. It was eerie, so scary he decided to hold his orphan baby goat Nora close to his side. He nuzzled her face with his own. He was tired, but now he dared not close his eyes. He added more wood to the fire. He was almost in a trance-like state. The sensation of holding his baby goat together with the warmth from the flames put him into a shallow sleep. Even in his dozing state, there was no rest. He dreamed of his father wagging his finger at him. Zayed, don't you ever forget what I have told you about Devil's Pass. It has been the ruin of many a shepherd. His dream was so realistic he awoke scared. With a slight sweat, he looked around to see if his father was there watching him. That was when he realized he was in trouble. His hope for a quiet evening by the campfire was dashed. He knew then that he was going to have to face his father, tell him that he had disobeyed his most ardent advice. As he looked around the campfire, he thought he saw the first sign that his life was going to change. He shuddered in fright. He wasn't sure, but for a moment he thought he saw two bright spots, like embers from his fire in the darkness. But these bright spots seemed to be less bright than embers, like looking into the soulless gates of Hades. Zayed shook in fright. He saw eyes, and they were moving, circling his camp, then a second pair of eyes in the darkness. And those eyes did not belong to any of his goats. He stood up, still held tight to Nora. His fear was palpable now. He knew the mistake he had made. His father would never forgive him. But still the eyes circled his camp. He heard a wild yelp, followed by an evil laughing sound, as if the sentry hyenas were calling the other members of the pack. Dinner time! They seemed to bark out. His goats sensed it too as they huddled together so closely he could have walked over the herd without touching the ground. His flock looked nervously around, as if sensing that an attack by the desert's most feared predator was imminent. Suddenly the sound of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?